will probably be found out in the end. And if what he says is right, then that will be what is decided.
Finally, all of the older people like my age are my witnesses. But
thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Frankson. Well, I wanted to just say that I'll be here as long tonight as you want me to stay, so that people can talk about ANCSA and land claims and the corporations and all of these other issues. But Eileen McLean has suggested we take a 5-minute break for a cup of coffee, and so she can pass out some information about the commission. And maybe we can just change the seating a bit here so that we can all see each other and we're not kind of peeking around the corner there. So we'll just take 5 minutes for coffee and then we'll start again in a minute. Well, maybe we could start again in a minute or two if... Maybe we could start again. I hope this seating arrangement is a little easier for us all, and anyone who comes to speak at the microphone here can at least be seen and I hope heard by all present, so we can resume now and hear from others who'd like to say something. Maybe I could raise some of the questions that have come up everywhere we've been in the state. One of them is about 1991. At that time, the shares in the corporations can be sold. You can sell your shares in your own village corporation. You can sell your shares in ASRC in 1991. But if somebody outside, a non-native person or non-native organization, comes along and buys up enough shares, they would be able to take over your corporations and your land. Now, some people say they want to make sure that there can be no sale of the shares that you hold in the corporations, so that the land will stay under native control. But some people, they're a minority of native people, but some native people have told us, no, they want to be able to sell their shares in 1991 and get some money, even if that means the corporations that the native people control today are pass out of native control into the control of non-natives. Then there's the question of the children born since 1971 who don't have shares. Most of the people seem to feel that they should have shares, or that some means should be found to enable them to participate in the settlement. And then others have urged that that the land, the native land in Alaska, should be transferred into a trust, or some say to IRA councils, to ensure that even if the corporations are taken over by outsiders, the land will still be protected for the future. Those are just some of the things that we've been hearing around the state. I'd be interested in knowing whether you, what you think of those ideas, or whether you think, no, everything's pretty well the way it ought to be, and you don't want to see any changes, or if you want to see some changes, what changes you want to see. The three older people that spoke tonight were talking about hunting and fishing and as a way of life that their forefathers had, and they made it clear they wanted to see that lifestyle. Mr. Kingett made it clear he felt that lifestyle of the native people should be preserved. And the questions about 1991 are pretty important because they will have a bearing on whether that lifestyle and the land it depends on are going to be preserved. Those are just some of the questions on my mind, but I'd like to, because people have raised them in other villages, but I'd like to hear what you think.
Uvaliguk tusasuktuk kanok isum matakak tilaf signik apekutinik tematkua kaisarot tusakasak tevut kasimalapta Mani nunaptini state of Alaska mi kasimalapta sama ilangi apekutit kaisa kasak tuat isumalarutik rat 1991 gok sama tikitpan shares food tamatkua pigiravut ASRC mi naga nana mi pigiravut tuni yuminyaka niare 1991 gokpan kanuguk tamna isumatigivisiung ilangi gok inuit ukalakasak tut Tunisuhluwi shares ngi. Asigok ten na tunik pata inuit inuyak tuat ataw siyum taksiksok pati e tafrumagok ataw siyum inyum regional cooperation pigilani aga shares ukalo ni. Asigok ilang igok aglan inuit ukakasang miut tunusungit kegok shares ngi pigiruhrake kegok tamay ruhrawang chutgok tamat ko shares day suravut pigiravut regional corporation tinni naga village corporation tinni tamat ko tamara apekotit kaisaw kasak tuat inyugunin asisuli igilu asuli apekon kaisaw kasak tuak tusa kasak takput mekhlektut aningaruat 1971 pianingman kanugligok tamat ko kan kaunagi nyakpitigi kanugligok tamat ko regional corporations gillo village corporations gillo asigo tamatkoa shareholder with you ki shares looting earning of looting 1971 panning man tamatkoa mara apekotit kaika saktut asisuli ilangi okakasang mute inna asi nut chuminyak pitigi shares food ira nyun tamnasuli gogo isumala roti giru khurai put Asi nut kuptigi shares gi allamun IRA mun naga allamun organization mun kanugligok nunak put kharnagi nyak pitigo tamara tamat ko apekuti kai kasak tu tu sa kasak te bud asi wagok isumaro tu sa suk togligok ilifsinin tap kununa kanugligok isuma kak pisi tamat kununa mehlektuf sigun asi suli shares gi Tuni rauniak pata, tuni suk pisigi, naga tigum misuk pisigui.
So matamna native land tap kunun IRA kuti unuba kangaksip kapkule share sinya tuni kalu amiligui liuba. Mana nuna kerak taring alangat ke regional corporation lo village corporation lo tempat ku nunat tempat ku nua air Indian Reorganization IRA ni ku tam na pisuat Indian Reorganization Act kalangan ruak tenas inyu gunun inyu ne aktuanun angalalal beluit inyunea aning itap tamat kuna ni nunak kanyi ten na saka kami taman na guwag nuna tamat kuwa guwag nuna nalunay nga ruwa tamat kununa cooperation tigun tamat kununga kahit suminyait pa taasi tamat kuwa shares tunigaluak pati inyipiya guruwa ang unia kabingin nuna nalunay nga ruwa Alang ngulaya kaluit piyu minyait pa tenna si juba apik kodit tenna si juba kanukulu isumatik imagan isa kiwa tamat kwa apik hiru tikit sumak tabut 1991 tikit patigut 7 more years
Yes, please.
Thank you. that I felt it, even my kids. From the 1991,
Could we just ask Eileen to translate that, and then you can carry on, please. And could you give us your name, please?
Irma Hunnicutt was speaking, and she mentioned, James, would you cover me if I miss some of the words? Each person likes to have money, and if 1991 comes, and a non-native person comes into town, to our area, and wants to buy our shares, I don't know what I'll say, because I love to have money, but every time I think about it, I get really frightened at the prospect of the future, especially when it involves our children and what they will do. Maybe we'll be able to say no in the future. And also, we need to make the children aware and understand what 1991 is and what it involves and what it entails.
Did you want to say something more, Ms. Hunnicutt?
Frankson. I'm a tribal member of the Ungasikisika Kaligi, one of the two remaining Kaligis in Point Hope. I want to go on record as to share with you some of the things that I have learned from going through the congressional records of United States Congress concerning Alaska lands since the late 1800s. This one that I'd like to start with is by Sheldon Jackson, and the bill that he proposed to United States Congress concerning Alaska lands. And because the land system, the land management system, and the economic system of the Inupiaq people on the coast was so vastly different that the Congress or any of its people didn't have any answers as to how to classify Alaska lands, because the Inupiaq people in the villages manage the land in such a different manner as used by United States, where a person is given a small lot. Each person has a lot. And when they came here, they found that the land management system was communal. When one person in the village got in trouble, everybody went to the aid of that person. And the land in use and occupation by the people in Point Hope at that time, at the 1800s and 1700s, was all the way up to Pigmigak and pass up there to Kali. And on down to Akotora, the place that the people of Point Hope stopped on their way back from the trading and an economic system that they practiced at that time was a place they stopped and fished at. It was unpopulated at that time, called Kivalina. And these are the general areas that we're talking about when I'm talking about the use and occupancy of the land and how it's used by our people and our Kalis. At that time, there were at least 10, maybe more Kalis, more people. According to United States Census, there were 150,000 Eskimos on the coast alone, not counting the rivers, not counting inland Eskimos. And the way they have decimated the population of the Inupiaq people was through the United States military by stationing a couple of lifers at Teller and having them injected with diseases, measles. This is all in the United States conquest, all the victories of United States military force. It's all in the records. We're in there. And this is how they did it. And some of the people along the whole North Slope refer to these diseases as ship's diseases, decimating our population as biological warfare on our people. And I feel today it's still happening with hepatitis B, AIDS, and all these other things that are being used. But this is my opinion, because the general policy of the United States in going into another country is to remove those people, the native people, to someplace else if that place is rich in resources or good for agriculture. But generally, this is the policy of the United States government. And so they didn't know what to do with the Eskimo lands. So the bill that Sheldon Jackson introduced was threefold. How do we take it? How do we take the land? Okay, number one, as I quote, is through education. And we'll teach them English so that they won't speak any more Inupiaq. And because the white people that came had children, you understand that they plan on going back, and so therefore they supplement English with a little bit of math and a little bit of science and geography. And this is the education as a first plan. The second plan was to provide medical assistance, a few hospitals, and a few nurses, doctors, medicine, drugs, and transportation. And last, and the most devastating of all, was to remove the old ways. That means to remove all their hunting songs, that they were so self-sufficient. Self-sufficient people that can go out and catch animal by calling. All of these things that are used by the Inupiaq are the old ways, what is considered as the old ways. And so they replaced them with bombs and to get rid of the old ways and put them on welfare. So in the 40s, 30s, everybody went on welfare. Now, they passed a bill because they didn't know how to deal with the Inupiaq people and their land system being so vastly different than their own. And all of those laws that concern our people along the coast are all written by the United States Congress on all of their acts. I'd like to mention some of these acts. First, it began with a Treaty of Cessions. When the territory was under Russian rule, their boundary was 5 miles south of the porcupine, you can't kuskokwim. This is in the treaty. And when the United States bought Alaska from Russia, this is what they bought. Everything south of the Kuskokwim, Yukon, and Porcupine River. And United States Congress also thought about us. This is what we have that they recognize as us being in existence. This is mentioned in Title 43 CFR Subpart 2563, Native Town Sites. It states, I quote, the Act of May 25, 1926, 44 Statutes 629, 48 U.S.C. 355 A through D, provides for the native town for the town site survey and disposition of public lands set apart or reserved for the benefit of Indian or Eskimo occupants in trustee town sites in Alaska, and for the survey and disposal of lands occupied as native towns or villages. And the Act of February 26, 1948, 62 Statute 629, 48 U.S.C. 355E, provides for the issuance of unrestricted deed to any competent native for a tract of land claimed and occupied by him within such township trustee. And in Title 25 U.S.C. Section 1322, alienation, encumbrance, taxation, use, and probate of property. Section B, nothing, I quote again, nothing in this section shall authorize the alienation, encumbrance, or taxation of real or personal property, including water rights, belonging to any Indian or any in trust by United States, or shall authorize regulation of the use of such property in a manner inconsistent with any treaty, agreement, or statutes, or with regulation made pursuant thereto, or shall confer jurisdiction upon the state of advocate in a probate proceedings or otherwise the ownership or right or possession of such property or in any interest therein. And Title 8, Section U.S. Code, Section 1401, the following shall be nationals and citizens of the United States at birth. Number 2 of the subsection A, a person born in the United States to a member of an Indian, Eskimo, Aleutian, or other Aboriginal tribe, provided that granting of citizenship under this subsection shall not in any manner impair or otherwise affect the right of such person to tribal or other property. Section 8 of the Act of May 17, 1884, Chapter 53, 23 Statutes 24 and 26. The Indians or other persons in said district of Alaska shall not be disturbed in the possession of any lands actually in their use or occupation or now claimed by them, but the terms under which such persons may acquire title to such lands is reserved for future legislation by Congress. In Section 14 of the Act of March 3, 1891, Chapter 561, Statutes 1095 and 1100. None of the provisions of the last two preceding sections of the Act shall be so construed as to warrant the sale of any lands to which the natives of Alaska have prior rights by virtue of actual occupation. And Section 27 of the Act of June 6, 1900, Chapter 786, 31 Statutes, 321, 330. The Indians or other persons conducting schools or missions in a district shall not be disturbed in the possession of any lands now actually in their use and occupation. Title 43 CFR subsection 2091.6-3, 1981, lands occupied by Indians, Aleuts, and Eskimos in good faith are not subject to entry or appropriation by others. And then there's lastly, United States Constitution, Amendment 5. No person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of the law, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. And I feel that these are laws that are passed by United States Congress concerning the Eskimo, in this case in Point Hope, concerning us as the Eskimo. And all of these laws have been broken by another entity of the United States government that we already had a status under. Through the federal government, we have a status and are chartered through federally recognized tribes, because IRA was the only thing that they can do to sort of emulate the type of traditional councils that exist in the villages, the colleagues that kept the village alive, kept the other villages alive when they're running out of food. And these traditional organizations are in existence, but none of the functions of them, the economic systems, nor their judicial systems, nor any of these other systems by the United States government, have attempted to written down and use them as a foundation for the tribal organization. But no, IRA has its own format where you elect people, where in a colleges is different. So even though IRA is representative of the organizations, I think that you, I feel that you've gone to the right place in my mind by coming here to listen, because I can continue and talk about the history. And it goes back to the time the whole land was flat, according to the people of Point Hope. No mountains formed yet. Now, what I figure is somewhere 4 trillion years ago or so. And we talk about the Mumic, which is probably anti-matter or anti-state that we were in at that time and before it switched. Now, that time that it switched is best told in the book of Genesis, although we have our own history of it. His name is Tulungira. Everybody knows him as God. But these are some of the history that we have on actual use and occupancy of this particular area. And at that time, the settlement of Point Hope was over towards Jabbertown and further up. None of those places have ever been excavated. The only one that has been excavated is the most recent one here, Putak, by Larson and Rainey. And if you need actual documentation of proof of use and occupancy, Rainey and Gibson's work on archaeology here is sufficient. And this is all I like to say, is that I feel the state has committed high crime by trying to involve themselves between two different entities, the government and the United States government, in which there already is agreement. It's a national security agreement that was made between the United States and the Eskimo. And north of that PYK line is national security. And because of national security, we have a lot of problems. And also the other is a law of the sea that did not pass. North of 60 degrees on the entire world, they have sovereignty problems. Nobody can come in and set claims north of 60 degrees. This is what the law of the city was trying to do. If it had passed, then United States would come up and they can sell all of these plants as they see fit. They would claim it and take it and sell it. But because they didn't, all there is a lot of few colonies from all of those different countries. Greenland is colonized, so is Alaska, and so is Canada. Portions are colonized all over. But right now, north of 60 degrees makes it hard for the governments and to work with Alaska Lands. I feel that a lot of these things should be considered concerning the land claims in Alaska and how it has violated all the basic integrity of our people.
Thank you, Mr. Franks. Yes. Would you like to step up here just so we can...
Who has the answer to the 1971 question on the inheritance of shares or the children who were born after 1971. Do they get shares from the regional corporations? Who's working on that?
Well, I think that the regional corporations and the AFN and the United Tribes of Alaska are all thinking about that, but my job is to come to places like Point Hope and ask the people what they think. The children born since 1971 have no right to be enrolled as shareholders, though if their parents die and leave them their shares in their will, they can get the shares that way. But that would mean that if one couple had one child, that child would inherit 200 shares in ASRC, for instance. If another couple had 10 children, each of the children would only get one-tenth the number of shares. So you would have unequal shareholdings by the next generation. Now, a lot of people don't think that's a good idea. They think that everybody should hold an equal number of shares in the corporation that holds the ancestral lands of the people. Well, I'm supposed to be thinking about that, and I am thinking about it, but I want to find out what you think. Now, Most people are agreed about the shares. They say the children ought to have shares. There ought to be some way for the children to participate in the settlement. Sometimes they don't agree about whether they should have the right to sell their shares to outsiders in 1991. Then there's a lot of other questions that come up too. But when I write my report next year, I can tell you that I will make a recommendation about the children. I will have heard all of you in each region then, and I certainly must deal with that. I just want to find out how you feel in the meantime. Find out what the people think and then work out the proposals. Yes, sir.
I have a question.
Could we have your name?
Amos Lane. I've got one question here. Is there some way that we can restrict the sale of our shares in 1991? Is there some way we can stop them from? Can you sort of give us some kind of guide that what we should do and what we should talk to about our children, I meant to say, when that time comes, or before, even now, it should be the best time to do it now.
Yeah. Pick that up.
Not very long.
No. The question by Amos Lane was, I'm just repeating the question for the sound man here, was, is there anything that we can do right now to restrict the sale of shares in 1991? What should we be telling our children about it? Well, the land claims statute allows certain restrictions to be imposed now, and those restrictions might be imposed in 1991, but it would depend on what all the shareholders of a corporation wanted to do. In other words, the law doesn't say that in 1991 you can't sell your shares. It does say that if the voters or the shareholders in a corporation want to restrict the sale of shares, they can vote to restrict the sale of shares in 1991. That's what it says now. There's a couple of questions, though, that arise. One is, do you think there ought to be a restriction that applies to everybody and to all corporations? Or should the corporations, each of them, be able to decide it for themselves by a vote of their shareholders? The second thing is this, that if you restrict the sale of shares, that doesn't necessarily mean you will always hold your land, because if a corporation goes bankrupt or if taxes are imposed on its land and it can't pay its taxes, then it could lose its land, even if not a single share had been sold to a non-native shareholder. So that's why some people in the corporations and some outside the corporations have urged that there be arrangements made to transfer the land in trust, so that even if a corporation went bankrupt, the land would not be lost. Some of these things are a little bit complicated, but really I think they're pretty important to you all, and my concern is to find out what is really vital to people in these villages, land, subsistence, or is it selling your shares and getting some money, or what is it? Because only then is it possible to make a recommendation.
My recommendation would be to hold on to that.
Well, would you like to elaborate on that, sir? And
I'm not much of a speaker in front of the mic.
Samaguk, Alaska Native claims Tamnaki in Ilaning Arok, Pitkoraleung Arok, in Ilaning Arok, Tutting Arok, Vapting Nun. Asi Malerua Rakaktu Tapkunun land claims Tigun. Asi Tapkua shares it Pinyak Tavut, Vapting Nun, Tutting Arok, shareholders Nun. In Ulamguk Tamna. In the layu minyara nutkakti chuminyara go ilugay sa vote roaming mechlektut suti uninya restriction of nutkakti chuminyara go tunit kong ilugay tamat ko shares aglago inyo la vote to hurarok ta frumuna asigur aglan suli restricted allowance of sium tamatko shares tunit kung iluwi nuna suligo tam na allaro allakun li itok asi corporation manikpan tavrat makdown ni aksimarok nunakput bankrupt miki tesu atamna tamanyak tavra nunak nunaptiun asi tavra suligo tam na isumalaro tigir hurai ikput